Daf is Daf Mem Gimel. So we got to the very top. The Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, "Hamafkid Maos Eitzel Shulchani." A person had given some money to a Shulchani, and Im Tzraurin. So what's a Shulchani? A money changer. So Im Tzraurin, if the money is in a pouch, Lo Yishamish Ben, he shouldn't use it. The Shulchani shouldn't use this. He should put it off to the side. Lefikach, therefore, Im Avdo Einoch Aybach Rusun. Therefore, if the money gets lost, he's not chayiv, because since he's not using the money, he's not a shoel, he's at best a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is pater from aveda. But let's say they are untied, it's not a pouch, he just dropped off a bunch of change. So then the halacha is, yishtamish ben, the shulchani is allowed to use it, because the shomer, the mafkid can't give money to a money changer, expect him to know whose money is whose, if it's all open, not in any type of purse. So then he's allowed to be yishtamish behem, he could use it. He has to, of course, pay the money back at the end when the mafkid comes to retrieve, but he's allowed to use the money. Lefikach im avdo chayav v'achriyusim, therefore he's chayiv if it gets lost, because since he's allowed to use it, he has a din of a shoel, and a shoel is chayiv in aveda.
What does it mean he's allowed to use it? It means the actual coins.
Yeah, the actual coins, yeah.
Does he have to have the actual dollar or whatever, dollar amount on hand? Meaning, can he lend it out or give it out the dollar and then get it back? And
I mean, it could be a moment where he has no money in the bank.
Right.
And it's a good question. I would imagine he wouldn't have to keep that money, but when he comes to ask for his money back, he has to come up with it somehow. If he doesn't have the money, and he's chayv to pay the money back. Right. So if he has no money, make himself assets, or whatever it might be.
Doesn't have to be the exact coins either.
No, certainly not. No, right. So then the Mishnah says, Eitzel Baal Bayis, let's say you give money to a Baal Bayis, a regular guy, not a money changer. Bein Tzorin, Bein Mosrin, Lo Yishtamish Ben. Now this, regardless of whether or not a person, whether they're Tzorin, they're in a pouch of some sort, or whether they are Mosrin, they are loose, Lo Yishtamish Ben, a person is not allowed to use it. And Lefikach, Im Avdo, Einu Chai Bach Rusam. Since in my house, I don't have money lying around my house, so any money that he left, even though it's not secured in such a way, I'm not allowed to use it. And therefore, I'm a mishum chinam, and I'm pater if it gets stolen from me. So, what about a chenvani? A chenvani is a storekeeper, so he doesn't have money like a money changer, but he has more money than a baal bayis. He has the cash register. So, what's his din? What's his status? So, chenvani kebal habayis divrei Rabbi Meir. He's like a baal bayis, which means he has no right to use the money, even if it is open. And Rabbi Yehuda omer chenvani kishulchani. Yehuda thinks he has chenvani, since he has money, and sometimes have to exchange money, he has the din of a shulchani, and he would be allowed to use it if it's unsecured, insecure, but if it was closed and thrown, then he would not be allowed to use it. Now they point out, the Mordechai writes, that this Mishnah happened, it was relevant for the times of the Mishnayos, but during the times of Mordechai, which are not our times anymore, but the Mordechai said, among other Rishonim, that since it was very common to lend money, even a regular Baal Bayis would lend money, Beribis, that was a common thing for the money lenders. So then even a Baal Bayis would have a din of a Shulchani, because everyone had money lying around the house. That's during the time of the Mordechai, where everyone lent money. Okay, nowadays they would probably revert back to the Mishnah, where most people are not money changers, and therefore, if you're Baal Bayis, you have a certain din, a Chenvani and a Shulchani. So Gemara says, Mishum Tetzraron lo yishtamish behen. Because they are closed, they're in a pouch of some sort, a person shouldn't use them. Look at Rashi writes. Rashi writes on the top here, two lines down, Mishum Tetzraron lo yishtamish behen betmir. Uma giloi das yeshkan. Shein chafetz sheyishtamish behen. Me'achar sheimhen mosrin kamras yishtamish behen. If they are open, untied, you're allowed to use them. The mafkid etzlo yodeya shutzach tadilamos. The guy who gives money to a shulchani knows he needs money all the time. Tzor nami yishtamish. The derech kol adam letzor me'olsav. Everyone puts their money in some type of pouch in an envelope or something. So if you're giving money to a shulchani to watch over, you have to expect he's going to use it, even if it's a tzorin. So why shouldn't he use it? So Amar Rabbi, he doesn't know the difference of whose envelope is whose. So Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says Amar Rabbi Yehuda betzorin v'chasum imshanu. We're talking about a case where it wasn't only in an envelope, but it was sealed. He had the seal of that individual. It had the guy's name on it. It said Levin over it. So he knew this was this guy. That's why he wouldn't touch it. That's a situation where Shulchani may not use such money. Rav Meri Amar Bekeshe Mishuna, where it was a different type of a knot. It wasn't just a regular envelope that was closed. There's something unique. It was tied around with a ribbon of some sort. Then since it stood out, you knew not to use it. And Nikodami, others presented a little bit different way. By Rav Meri Keshe Mishuna Mai. Let's say so. he questioned, does a unique type of knot, is that sufficient? Is that a sufficient symbol? Is that nicker for the Shulchani to know not to use the money? And the Gemara says, Teiko, they don't know in the second Ikadami whether that works. But it says, Bevadai tsarun v'chasumim. Certainly if it's closed and sealed with a special seal, that does work. But at the end of the day, Gemara says, by a Keshem Mishuna, it's a Teiko whether that's sufficient. Mosun Yishamish Ben, but he said in the Mishnah that if they were untied, then the Shulchani is expected and is allowed to use them. So Amar Rav Huna, says, Vafilu Nensu. Even if Nena, something honest happens, why? Because he's a Din Vashoel. Once we say that the Shulchani is allowed to use the money, when they're Mosun, he's allowed to use it, he's a Din Vashoel. So that shows Chayv and Onsen. That's why Rav Huna says, Vafilu Nensu. So Rashi just points out here, Vafilu Nensu. Kamar Masnisan the Chai Bahrusan Vafilu Lo Nishtamish Behen the Mahashta Havishol Alayhu. Even though he actually never used it yet, the fact that he has the ability to use it, he's a din of a shoel and is responsible for any onsen that happens. So the Gemara asks, how could you say Afil Nensu? Vaha Avdo Katani. The Mishnah says he lost it. Lost it is he was Poshea, not that he was Nenas. So the Gemara says, Kidiraba, it's a different type of Aveda. The Amaraba Nignavu Ballistin Muzuyan Avdu Shatavu Svinasa Bayam. No. When we speak of gneva, sometimes it doesn't mean a regular gneva where you're poshaya, where you let the robbers in. We're talking about very aggressive robbers with weapons. So they came into, that's considered a din of onus. That's a gneva that's onus. And so too, you have an aveda that's a case of onus as well, where it was lost, meaning it got lost at sea and the boat sunk. So that's Shitas Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Amar, Nensu Lo Amar. Lo, Nensu Lo. He says not true. If it's nenas, if the Shulchan is nenas, he's not responsible. Now Rashi just points out here, Nensu means lo kol zman shelo nishtamish. If he didn't use it, he's part of Onsen, lo havishoel. So if he does use it though, if he takes the money out, then something happens, then he would be chayav, that's a din of a shoel. So they're arguing right now, when you give money over to the Shulchani prior to his use, do you have a din of a shoel yet or not? Rav Huna says you do have a din of a shoel before you use it even, and you're chayav Onsen. Rav Nachman says you don't have a din of a shoel and you're part of Onsen. So Amar Le Rava Le Rav Nachman Le Didach, according to you that you don't have a din of shoel just yet, Damers Nensu Lo Alma Lo Havi Shoel Alayu. That means you're not a shoel because you're not using the money yet. Now, if that's the case, Ishoel Lo Havi, if you're not considered shoel, Shomer Sacher Nami Lo Havi, you're not even a Shomer Sacher. Now, the issue with that is why? Because he's not getting paid to watch, so he's a Shomer Chinam now. Shomer Chinam is really Pater Naveda. So how could the Mishnah say that if he's not a shoel and he's not a shomer sacher, he's simply a shomer chinam, why is he chayiv im avdo? So the Gemara. Onus, he says you're probably pater. Okay. He says now, but now, okay. So you bring it down, he's not a shomer sacher, he's a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is pater ba'aveda. Amrlei, so he says, Baha modin lecha, in this case he admits to him that he is considered a shomer sacher. Why? Deho, il ben hanami mahana. Since he gets hana, this Shulchani gets hana, b'hahu hana, what's the hana? The misramile zivina. Let's say a certain purchase order comes, some type of potential acquisition comes to his way, and he needs some extra cash. This way, Ravcha, Zavan, he has extra money now around in case he needs. Zavan Behu, can now afford this item? Havalayu Shomer Sacher. He's a din of Shomer Sacher. So that's considered Shomer Sacher. Even though he's not actually getting paid, the potential hana that he gets is considered hana right now. And he's a din of a Shomer Sacher. Once he's a din of a Shomer Sacher, that's why he's Chayav Be'aveda.
Isn't that Shoel if he's going to use it for a deal?
No, Shoel would only be if you actually, according to Rav Huna, at least, Rav Nachman rather, Shoel is only if you actually use it. Shomer Sacher is a guy who's watching someone's money, but he gets a certain schar. Now, schar doesn't have to mean money. It's potential hana, that this hana he has now, that he knows he has secure, that if he needs the money, it's there for him. That's enough hana to make him consider a Shomer Sacher and Chayav Be'aveda. Gemara now asks the question, from a Mishnah appears in Maseches Me'ila, to the Tosefta in Me'ila. So Gemara says, Eisivei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman challenges Shitas Rav Huna. Hamafkin Melos Eitzel Shulchani. Person gives money to a Shulchani. Now you have to know what kind of money this is. Rashi says, these Maos here, it's around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi, 15 narrow lines down. Hamafkin Maos Gizbar Shehifkin Maos Hektish. The guy, the Gizbar, the head of the treasury funds of the Beis Hamikdash, gave some money of Hektish to an individual to watch. Now the Shomer thought the money was his. Or even the, I think the Mafkirosa, everyone thought it was the Baabai, it was the Gizbar's personal money, it was Chulim. He didn't know it was Hektish. So the Tosefta says Hamafkid Maos Eitel Shulchan. So you give Maos of Hekdesh to a Shulchani. Imtzroin, if they are in a pouch, Lo Yishamish Ben, he's not allowed to use it. Lefikach Imhotzi, therefore, if he does use the money, Lo Mal HaGizbar, the Gizbar doesn't get Me'ila, because it was, when it comes to Me'ila, the complicated sugya about Shlichas Devar Avera, it's one of the exceptions, but even though we say Ein Shlichas Devar Avera, Me'ila is one of the three exceptions where there is Shlichas Devar Avera. But to violate Me'ila, it's the person who did the Shinu, whoever changed. So since the Gizbar never gave him the right to use the money, it was closed, it was locked up, and the Shomer was the one who took the money out, he did the Shinu'ar, so the Shomer gets the Isser Me'ila, not the Gizbar. So again, Im Hotzi, if the Shomer, the Shilchani, takes out the money, Lo Mal HaGizbar, the Gizbar doesn't get the Isser Me'ila. Vim Mosin, but if they are unsecured, so then Yishamesh Behen, then the Shulchani is allowed to use it. He was given money, and he's a Shulchani, doesn't know this money versus that money. He uses all the money that's in front of him. Lefikach, therefore, Imhotzi Mal HaGizbar. So if the Shulchani were to use the money of Hekdesh, the Gizbar is at fault because he gave money with the assumption of leaving it available to be used. So the Gizbar is the one who's at fault. Rashi explains Mosrin. The Havile Kinosin Rishus, when the Gizbar gives him the money that's not in a pouch, is as if he gave him Rishus to use it. Havile Shlucho, now he becomes a Shliach. Ah, ain't Shlich the Varvera. That guy kills someone. I send him to kill someone for me. I don't get the Avera, he gets the Avera. So how come when the guy, the Shulchani, uses the Malos, I get the Avera? He's a Shliach, ain't Shlich the Varvera. So this is one of the three exceptions where we say that the Shlichus, the Avera, does go back to the Shulchel, back to me. The Gizbar. So I get the Avera. Okay, so that's the Tosefta. So what's the relevance here?
Is the Gizbar's Tom allowed to take money from the Hekdesh money?
No. Not allowed.
And that's not Me'ila. That's some other Isser?
No, when he takes the money of Hekdesh, he violates Me'ila. But Me'ila is only violated once you use it. To move, to touch
just,
it.
Just to give money to someone else, because of him, that's.
Only once a person gets some level of Hana from it, is considered a violation of Me'ila. So giving it, moving the money, is not considered an Isser yet. So this is what the Tosefta says. So what's the relevance to us? Sevi Amris, if you say afilu nensu, if you say that a shomer is chayiv right away, even though he doesn't use it yet, afilu nensu, that's shitas Rav Huna. So my irya hotzi, why does it say if he took out the money? Afilu lo hotzi nami, even if he didn't take out the money, there should be an isser here involved. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Vi amris afilu nensu tanim asisin dechayiv shulchani b'achriusim." The shulchani is chayiv right away. The moment a person gives him the money, even though he hasn't used it yet, he's a din of a shol according to Rav Huna. So then Rashi explains, "Nimsa mishashif gidu etzlo." The moment that the gizbar gave the money to the shulchani, yatsu mishus hekdesh ubalush shulchani. This is going to your question right now. It transfers rishus, and that's enough. Vanasa kimo. It's as if you borrowed money from Hekdesh. Now, to borrow money from Hekdesh, even though you haven't yet used it, that's going to be a violation of Me'ila. Just like it's you become a shoal. If a guy gives you money as a shulchani, you're responsible for anything that happens to it. So too, when he gives you money for the Hekdesh, it's now in your possession to use it as you please. So you should get the Isser immediately, even before you've used it.
Who gets the Isser? Not the Gizbar.
If the Gizbar did it but Tzroren, so the Gizbar is not at fault. He didn't expect the Shulchani to use Tzroren. So then the Shulchani is at fault.
So doesn't it seem that there should be some kind of Isser on the Gizbar though for being not responsible for Hekdesh?
Ein Echanami, but it's the person, when it comes to Mila, it's the person who really makes that change. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Hu Adin, you're right. Afag Abdullah Hotzi. Even if the Shulchani, in the case of the Hekdesh, never used the money, you're right, immediately when the money's in his possession, he gets the Isser of Mila. The ID, the Tana Reisha, Hotzi, Tana Sefer, Nami Hotzi. Since the Reisha, the Tosefta, spoke of Hotzi, so he also said the Sefer used just to be consistent Hotzi. But Lav Dafka, you don't really need to Hotza to violate the Isser Me'ila. The simple acquisition alone would be an Isser of Me'ila. Okay. Numisha tells us now, HaShalech Yad B'Pikadom. So a person who extends his hand by Pikadom, a guy's watching an object, it's a Shomer, and he ends up using it. So Beishame Omrim Yelka B'Chaser B'Yeser. So he's going to get hit on both ends. Whether it goes up or down, he's always going to play the higher value. So meaning if the object went down in value, he gets, it was chaser, he gets yilke, he gets hit, he gets to pay the initial amount, the higher. And it'll be yes, if it went up in value, then he pays the later amount. Whatever the higher value is, that's what he pays. That's according to Beis Shammai. Again, if a person's watching an object and he's sholech lo yad, he used it when he was not supposed to, he's chayav to pay the higher amount. Beis Hillel omrim kishas hutza. The Gemara will explain what he means. And Rabbi Kiva omer kishasa tviya. The value was the moment that the mafkid claimed back the item from the shomer when he's toveya. Whatever market value is at that moment, that's what you have to pay.
So this is what yad means,
gezela
here,
what does it mean? Shichas yad is where he used it when he wasn't supposed to. So the big discussion, is it gezela? Is it mazik? That's part of the discussion you find in the Rishonim and the Yachronim. The Pashas is it's a gezela, but it goes to be some level of mazik as well. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, now, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, this is a well-known Gemara in the Merubah, those who learn the Merubah, this is the sugya you usually begin with in yeshivas. Amar Rabba. Hi, man, the gozel chavisa de chamra mechavre. A person stole a jug of wine from somebody else. Meikara shav yezuza. Initially, when he stole it on Sunday, let's say, it was worth a zuz. Hashta shav yarba. Now, later on the week, on Thursday, it's worth four zuz. Okay, went up in value. Tavro shasya. If he broke it, Rashi says tavro biyadayim, he broke it. He was the one who actively did this, or he drank it. Mishalim arba. He pays the four, he pays the higher amount. Itvar mimela, if it broke accidentally, you didn't do it, but yadayim, as mimela happened, then you mishalim zuz, you pay the initial amount. So why, what's the reason? My time out. Kevin di isa, this is a very complicated sugya. It's a lot to talk about here. We'll take it slow. I'm not going to get involved in the sugya, just very, very superficial. My time out. Kevin di isa hadri lamare be'ena, if the jug of wine was still intact, I would have returned it lamara ben. I would have returned mara to the master ben in the intact in the form it was in. Hahishaita the kashasale, the moment he drank it. Oh, the katavale, or when he broke it, biadaim kagazamina, he stole. So he stole it now. So this is a part of the discussion. The Gemara says there was a gazela that took place, a second gazela. He stole it first, and then when he drank it, he stole it yet a second time. So some say that was a second gzela. So they say, how do you steal from yourself? That's one discussion. How do you steal something twice? But some say, the kso says, you stole it twice. The nesiva says there wasn't a gzela here, this was really a mazik. Even though the gemara says a gzela, you stole it, and then you were the mazik, the gezel. So even though it says a gzela, and the second time it really means mazik. Then Rav Chaim and Or Sameach say, no, it's a continuous gzela. It's one, not two stages. You stole initially, and while it's in your possession, you did a larger gzela. But it's the same maisa gzela. Just it's a. I think the Meir Simcha and Baba Kama calls it like a gzela richta. It's an elongated type of gzela from point one from Sunday through Thursday. So either way, your second, since you did a second act when you drank and broke it, you have to pay the value at that new time of stealing. Bitzan, the Mishnah says, Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmin kishasa gzela. And the Mishnah tells us in Baba Kama, a person steals, pays the value it was worth the moment you stole it. So since you stole it the second time, when you drank it or broke it, you pay that value of the second gzela. But it's bar mimela, if it broke accidentally, it wasn't your doing, so there was no second gzela, so that zen mishalim zuza. You pay the zuz, the initial value when you stole it on Sunday. My time, what's the reason? Hashul avilo vlomide. I didn't do anything now. It just broke. I stole a $1 bottle of wine. Happens to be more valuable now, but I didn't do anything now. The Mishnah is, says, Kol gazlanim mishalim nekishasa gzela. So the gzela took place on Sunday. It was worth a zuz then. So Gemara says, Amai ka mechayves lei. When is he chayv? Hayishaita de gazla. When he stole it. And hayishaita, that time on Sunday, zuzah hu deshavi. It was worth a zuz. So that's Shita's Rabba. Again, this is a very big discussion, a lot to talk about, but hopefully that's enough just to get us through. So now having that discussion, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah from above. Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Beis Hillel Omrim B'Shas Hotzah, the time of Hotzah, so that's when you pay, that's the value you pay, whatever it was, B'Shas Hotzah. So what does Kishas Hotzah mean? My Kishas Hotzah. So answers the Gemara, Elaim, if you understand Kishas Hotzah means Min Ha'olam, when it left the world, so when it was broken or you drank it, so then, uvimai. So what's the situation? Did it go up in value? Did it go down in value? Ibachasir, it means it went down in value. So what happens is, if I stole an object on Sunday, it was worth a zuz. And then, let's say it was worth four zuz on Sunday. And then Thursday, it went down to one zuz, and it was chasir, and it left the world, it broke. Mi'ika mandamer, is anyone going to say I paid the lower value of the zuz on Thursday? No one would say that. Hatzan, the Mishnah says, everyone agrees to this Mishnah. You pay the higher value on Sunday, the Shas Gzela on Sunday, which was four zuz. Again, on Thursday it broke Mimela. So I didn't do any, there's no new Gzela. You go back to the initial Shas Gzela. So nobody would ever say you pay the lesser amount in that case. So that can't be Shita's Basil. What does it mean Shas Otsa? Viba yes, if what it means is it was worth a Zuz on Sunday. And then went up in value to Thursday for Zuz, and then it broke. So Basil says you pay the higher value on Thursday, the four Zuz, Kishas Hotsa, Hainu Beishan. That's a Beishame hold. Beishame says you always pay the higher amount. So Beis Hillel is supposed to be arguing Beis Shammai, not in agreement. So what is Shitas Beis Hillel? Sorry. Need to keep the throat a little moist. So the Gemara says on the top of Mem Gimel Mem Beis, El Pshita Kishas Hotsa Mi Beis Bailim. It means not when Hotsa Min Ha'olam, when it left the world, when it was broken. It means Kishas Mi Beis Bailim, that when it left the house of the Nigzal, when you stole it, that was the value. So says Rashi. Rashi says El Pshita Kishas Hotza Mibailam Kishas Hagzela. The initial Sunday when you stole it, how much it was worth? Ubiyesa Pligi. When it goes up in value, that's the Machlokas. When it goes up in value, Beis Hillel says you still pay the Kishas Hagzela, the one Zuz it was worth on Sunday. Beis Shammai argues and says no. If it goes up in value to four Zuz on Thursday, Beis Shammai says you would pay the four Zuz. But Beis Hillel says we always go Kishas Hagzela Kishas Hotza Mibais Bailam. That's what Beis Hillel says. But now, in light of this, we go back to Rabbah. Lema Rabbah says, Damar ki Beis Shammai. Rabbah says, if you broke it on Thursday, it was a Zuz on Sunday. Went up to four Zuz on Thursday. Then you drink it, you pay the higher amount of four Zuz. Beis Hillel wouldn't say that. Beis Hillel says, you always go back to Shas Otsah, back to Sunday, which is one Zuz. So it turns out, Rabbah holds like Beis Shammai, they pay the higher value. So Lema Rabbah, Damar ki Beis Shammai, would Rabbah pasken like Beis Shammai? Certainly not. So what's his response? Amar lecha Rabba, b'yeser kuyama lo pligi. When it goes up in value, no one argues. Even Beis Hillel will agree. You pay the higher value. You pay the four zuz on Thursday. Ki pligi, when do they argue? B'chaser, when it goes down in value. It started off as four zuz on Sunday, went down to one zuz on Thursday. So what's the machlokas? Beis Shammai savrei shlichas yad eina tzicha chisaron. V'chi chaser b'shusha Didei chaser. When you shalech boyad, so then the halach is, it becomes yours right away. If I'm a shomer, and we're going back to our mission right now, forget the case of a gzeira, forget Rabba for a moment about stealing the chavis and breaking the chavis. The shomer, the case of shalech boyad, that's the mission that Beis Hillel Beis Shammai refers to. So I'm a shomer now, I'm shalech boyad. I extend my hand, I use the object I'm not supposed to. But I didn't cause it a loss. Ein tzvicha chisaron. If I'm shalech boyad, Beis Shammai says, I'm responsible, I'm kona that object, even though I didn't cause it a chisaron. I picked up the object and used it, but I didn't cause it a loss. I used the ladder. I wasn't mechaser the ladder. But that moment I used it, I'm chayiv. And when it went down, when the value of the object went down in value, it was in my reshus that it went down. Because Sunday, when I used it, when I shalech bayad on Sunday, and it was four zuz, let's say, so now when it goes down in value, it was already mine that went down in value. So therefore what? So therefore you pay the higher amount of the four zuz. The depreciation took place in my possession. That shouldn't affect the nigzal. It's not fair to him. It was my object that went down in value. Beis Hillel savre, no. Shlichas yad, shlichas chisaron. In order for me to acquire an object that I'm watching an object, now I'm shalech boyad. I'm only coded that object if there's a chisaron. If I use it, but I don't cause it a loss, it's still considered his. And therefore, v'chi chaser, when the object goes down in value, b'shusa demara yichaser, goes down in value in his possession. So when it goes down on Thursday to a one zuz, I only owe one zuz to him because it's his object that went down in value. I'm returning back his object to him as one zuz. Okay, we're good here? Somewhat good? Okay. So then the Gemara says, so that's machlokas. Again, whether or not shlichas yad requires chisaron or does not require chisaron. So Ella ha damar Rava, we saw Rava a couple days ago who holds shlichas yad eino tzricha chisaron. He says not that way. He paskins that you don't require chisaron for a person to own the object that he shalech b'yad. So now it comes out according to Rava. Now Tosis writes, by the way, Rava here really should be Rabba. Okay. Ella zalema Rava shlichas yad eino tzricha chisaron. Does he really hold it? I'm sorry. Lema Rava damar ki b'shamay. So what comes out from this is Rava hold like Beis Shammai that a shlichas yad doesn't require a chisaron. How could Rava or Rabba go like Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah here on Mem Gimel and Alf, the Machlok is about Shalech Bayad between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It's a very particular case here. Kigon Shetaltala Lahavi Alea Gozlos. You use the object, you're watching a ladder, or whatever object, a stool, step of some sort. You move it over to step on it to take some, get some birds. Ubisholel Shalom Midas Kamifki. Now you borrowed it without asking permission. So that's the machlokas here. Beishamai Savri Shol Shalomi Das Gazlan Havi. If you use an object without asking permission, you're considered a Gazlan right away. So once you're considered a Gazlan, you have Kinyane Gizela. You own that object now as a Gazlan, and you're responsible for anything that happens to it. V'chi Chaser B'shu Sadi Dei Chaser. Now when it goes down in value, it goes down in value in your possession. So when it started off as 4 Zuz, and Thursday it's 1 Zuz, that was your depreciation. But you owe him what it was worth at Sunday when you stole it, the 4 zuz. Because now the object is yours once you used it, so the depreciation was your object. You still owe the nigzal 4 zuz. But Beis Hillel Savri, Shoel Shalo Kedas, Shoel Havi, you're considered a Shoel, you're not considered a Gazlan, and V'chi Chaser, V'shusa Demar Chaser. So when it goes down in value, you don't own this, you use it. But the moment you put back the object, that ladder, it's still his. So when it goes down in value, it's his object that goes down in value. So Thursday, the object's worth a zuz, so you give him back the zuz that it's worth. Okay, so that's machlokas now. So then the Gemara says, Ella ha dama rava. Rava says, or again, Tosa says it should be Rabba, Shoel shlo kadas the Rabbanan gazan have. So he holds that you're a gazan. So what problem with this is that lema rava dama ki beishamai. Now he turns out he holds like beishamai. That it paskins that Shalom Midas is considered a Gazlan. So of course, fine, you're right. That's how Machlokes Ella Hacha B'Shevach Shevach Shal Gezela Kamifli. They're arguing about the Shevach, the additional produce, the value, the appreciation of a Gezela. Kamifli, what's that? So Beis Shammai Savri Shevach Gezela Din Nigzahavi. If I steal an object and it goes up in value, the Nigzah gets to get all the different Shevach from that object. The Beis Hillel Savri Shevach Gzela the Gazan Havi. No, I as the Gazan I own this object and all the Shevach goes to me. Ube Pluk the honey tonight. This machlokus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is parallel to another machlokus we have in the Brisa. The Sanya Hagozas Harachel. You steal a sheep. Gazes of a Yalda. You take its shearings and gives birth to more sheep. Mishalim Osa Ves Gziosah Ves Vladosah Divrei Rabbi Meir. When you return the Rachel back in the payment to the rightful owner. Not only do you pay back the sheep, but you also pay back the wool. You pay back all the additional sheep that was born to this. Rabbi Meir holds you return everything. The shevach goes to the nigzal. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer gezela chazeres be'ein. No, you return the gezela as is. Here's your sheep. Your sheep that's naked of all its wool. Here it is, and you get to keep the wool. You get to keep all the vladosah. So machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir about who gets to keep the shevach, the gazan versus the nigzal, is the same exact machlokes as Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel about the Gzela, Shevach Gzela as well. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, it's very, very precise to say this way, because if we look back in our Mishnah, Naman Aleph, it says, Dekasani, it's written, Beis Shammai Omrim, Yilka B'chasur B'yeser, Beis Hillel Omrim B'shas Hatsa. So what's the Lashon Yeser, Chasur B'yeser? It's a very strange Lashon to use. So Rashi points out here, Rashi says, Dekanami, it's around almost where we are in the Gemara, Dibigizos V'lados Pligi, Dekasani Lashon Chasur B'yeser, a loss or a surplus. Lokotani lashon zul v'yoker. It should have said the value of the object going up and down in value. What's chaser v'yeser? Extra things. Yeser implies the shevach, such as the gezizoseh and the vladoseh. Shmamina. So therefore, we conclude that this is the machlokes based Hillel Beis Shammai. When a person shalech boyad, when he's a gazlan, does he get to keep the shevach or the shevach goes back to the nigzal? Okay, we're good. Excellent. So Gemara now says, what about Rabbi Kiva Shita? Rabbi Kiva holds Omer Kishas HaTavir. He held, while Beis Hillel Beis Shammai says you always pay the higher value, and really what it means is the Shevach goes to the Nigzal. Beis Hillel says Kishas HaTzah, which means you get to keep the Shevach. So Rabbi Kiva says you go according to Shas HaTavir. So what does it mean, Shas HaTavir? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Kiva. We pass on like Rabbi Kiva, they go, whatever the value is, b'shas tviya, that's what you pay. Umod Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agrees, b'makom sheyesh edim, when there are edim, then you pay an earlier. So what does that mean, b'makom sheyesh la edim? So look at Rashi. Rashi says here, Modi Rabbi Kiva b'makom sheish edim, kama ha'isa shava b'yom shegazla b'ro shegazla heimanu d'mashalim k'shasa gzela. Let's say there were edim who saw the robbery and were able to tell you how much it was worth that time. Then Rabbi Kiva says you go based on the value of the shas gzela. But if there are no edim, then you go based on shas tviya. He says, I want my ladder back. You look at the market, how much your ladder is worth, and that's how much you have to pay. If they're Aiden, Bashas Gzela, you go based on Gzela, yeah.
It's a little bit like a dangerous shita, because you wait to make the Tviya until it appreciates.
Okay, could be. That's a good answer, because they're about to bring a pasuk for this, but if that's a pasuk, so maybe the Nigdal should have such a right to do that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to look into this, but I don't know. So the Gemara said, what's the source? My time of Damar, what's the reason for Rabbi Kiva Shita? Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, La'asher hulo yitnenu. Yitnenu b'yom ashmaso. To him, you give it on the day of ashmaso. What does it mean, ashmaso? So, this Rashi explained. Rashi says, the day that you, Rashi says, Damar Kra b'yom ashmaso, b'damim shall also yom shehu mischayiv lo, the day that he's chayiv to pay, that b'yom, v'heicha d'tavu, ho d'al piv, who mischayiv when he asks for the money, he's tovea the gazan, and the gazan told him, he admits to it, mischayev hamadasa bedin, so now he's chayev in bezdin, vodasa hu yom hashmaso. It's the moment he admits in bezdin, that becomes his like day of judgment. So yom hashmaso is, that's the day we assess, and that's why he has to give the value on that day. So then the Gemara says, but v'chayev and dika edim, but if there are edim who saw what he did, then mahu shaita hu dischayev l'ashama. But if there are edim who witnessed a robbery, so that's the day hashmaso. That's when he's found guilty. Even though they didn't go to Bezdin yet, Eidim are mechayiv him. So Amalei Rav Oshai, the Rav Yehuda, Rebbe Ata Omer Kain, do you really say this? Do you really hold such a din? So he said, Hachi Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Chalak Haya Rav Kiva, Afilu Makum Sheish Eidim. Rav Kiva holds no. Even in the place of Eidim, that Eidim witnessed the robbery, you go based on Hamad Abedin, you go based on the day of Tevia, and across the board, you always go Yom Tevia so. My time, what's the reason? Tamar Krabba, because the pasuk says, La Asher Hulo, Yinenu B'Yom Ashmaso. Ubeidina Hu Deka Mechayiv Lo Ashmama. The Bezin is the one that's Mechayiv him to pay. So this, by the way, is very interesting Gemara, because in general we have a concept that's brought down based on Rikivi Eger and Makos, that what is the moment in time where a person's Chayiv to pay some type of mazik, or some type of payment. So the classic understanding is, when it comes to a person who does mazik, so the Shas has a Nezikin, the Shas Gzela is one Chayiv, that moment. And when it comes to knasos, which are certain penalties, which I'm not chayv to pay, the Torah is mechadish, I pay penalties. Like, for example, paying kefil, double. There's no din of having to pay kefil. That's not saying that because I steal, I pay kefil. The Torah is mechadish, that din of paying kefil. Or dal vehe, that's a chiddush. It's not replacing a guy's loss. That's a knas I get. So according to that, they explain that based on Rabbi Kveger and Tosfos and Makos, that that's only created by Bezdin. Hamad Bedin creates the knas. Knas doesn't exist b'shas gzela, when I steal, or shas gneva, it doesn't exist. Tashlumim, I'm trying to replenish a person's loss, that happens right away b'shas the maisa. But knas only is created once there's a shas bezin, once they say I'm chayv to pay. Now, what comes out of this gemara here, that this machloka seems to be the discussion where a person has to pay the money gneva, is it from the shas maisa of the edim seeing it, or it doesn't take place until bezdin decides I need to pay? So I just find that to be very interesting. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Amalei Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, the Rabbi Abba, bar Papa, ki azas lahasam, when I went there. What does lahasam mean? Rabbi Zeira, we know, went from there to Israel, rather from Bavel. He left Bavel. He's one who fasted 40 days to forget all the learning he learned in Bavel. He wanted to have a clear mind, so he went to Eretz Yisrael. So azas lahasam, when he went over there, when he went to Rashi's Eretz Yisrael, akif asuma, ditzur, akif means he went a longer route to a place called Suma ditzur. The Ol Lagabe de Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi went to visit Rabbi Yaakov, and Boy Minei wanted to ask him the following question. Ishmielei, had Rabbi Yaakov ever heard to be passing like Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Yochanan says we pass like Rabbi Akiva, oh ain halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, perhaps we passing against him, which would be we passing like Beis Hillel of the Mishnah. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yaakov answered him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva li'olam, forever. What is my liolam? A very strange lashon liolam. Does that mean every single halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan? So my liolam, Amar Vashi shelo tomar hani mili heicha delek edim. Meaning, don't think we only pasuk like Rabbi Akiva when there are no edim. About heicha deik edim when there are edim low. we don't hold that way, meaning we go based on Shas Maisa of the Edim. We don't go to Beis Din. Not to say, no, with Leolim, we always hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Rabbi Kiva thinks you always value it based on Shas Tevia. Even if there are Edim who witnessed the robbery, you always go Shas Tevia. That's how he paskin. That's his first. And then it's the Inami, alternatively, what Leolim could be understood to mean is, the Hadra Leduchta Vizbari. What Leolim means is, let's say, look at Rashi, Inami the Hadra Leduchta, you were returned back to its place. La'achash minin Leolim. Lomar, to teach you, says Rashi, Shim hechzir lem koma. If you take the object and you use it, you shall, again, we're talking about shalech bayad. You're watching an object and you use it and you return back to its place. La'acha shalech bayad v'nishbur. Then it breaks in its place. Bonus, earthquake happened and it broke. You weren't using it. You already put it back in its safe place. Af bezu halacha Rabbi Kiva. Even like this is Rabbi Kiva, the Merleel, different Rabbi Kiva, gave ganav tle mne'ede tzarch das bailin. A different Rabbi Kiva. If you stole an object and you put it back in the guy's pen without telling him, is that considered a chazara, a hashava or not? So we're saying, we have possibly Rabbi Kiva, that it is a good hashava, or rather it's not a good hashava. You need das bailim. Lafuke, back to the Gemara now, to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, damar lo ba'ina das bailim. Rabbi Yishmael says you don't require das bailim, that is considered a good hashava. Kamash milan, we hold like Rabbi Kiva, de ba'ina das bailim. You need his understanding. And then the Gemara concludes, and we'll stop here. Rav Amar Halacha Beis Hillel. Again, to what we said above, Rav Paskin like Beis Hillel, that goes based on Shas Hotzah, which is really a discussion of who collects the Shevach, that really the Nigzal gets to keep, the Gazan gets to keep the Shevach. Okay.